100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a bunch of stories on the topic of advance. So let's go ahead and listen to all the stories on the topic of advance. And then I'll get back to you with next week's topic and all kinds of whining about my health and all sorts of other stuff. Yeah, it never changes.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I watch them advance, shuffling gait, lifeless eyes, inexorable, unrelenting, and terrifying. The zombie horde filled the streets, a growing crowd of the undead, hunting out new victims to sate their feeding frenzy. I watched you run and hide, desperately seeking shelter. Somewhere safe from the clutches of those in pursuit. But it was hopeless. You can run, but you can't hide. These are modern-day zombies. Not your old-style, shambling corpses. They have drones equipped with infrared, heat-seeking cameras. And whatever your hiding place, they will find you. And even modern zombies will eat your brains.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my story. It's called Lawless. Remember the good old days, when the advance of technology was fairly predictable? We had good old Moore's Law, telling us that computing power would double every 2 years. And that's pretty much how things worked. But not anymore. Now with AI, large language models and quantum computing, who knows where technology will take us in 2 weeks, let alone 2 years. Let's face it though, as technology gets smarter, people get correspondingly dumber. And it's only a matter of time before most of humanity become gibbering imbeciles. Not me though. I know how to operate the off switch. There you go, cautionary tale. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 1009 with a prompt of advance. Here's my story. Mandy thought she'd escaped Bobby after the tardy bell rang, but as she left her final class, the redhead advanced toward her, pushing kids out of her way. "Come on," Bobby said and waved her toward the school's exit. Obediently, Mandy followed. "Where are we going?" "To my house," Bobby said. "If the Black Knights have Bilbert and Sabrina, someone is going to get hurt, and the Knights are going to use those two to do the hurting." Bobby's house needed paint and major repairs. Mandy followed her, avoiding trash and broken appliances in the overgrown grass of the yard. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Best Seller. I'm the most promising novelist of my generation. Sunday Times words, not mine. I'm a bit short on words at the moment. The first book, the one you've all read, was a breeze. Wrote itself. Rave reviews. TikTok went wild. It was the most seen book of the summer. And my advance for the sequel? Amazing. So, the publishers need another one for next summer. They've already got the merchandise planned. I'm two chapters in and sat staring at a blank page. My witty protagonist, that everyone loves, is in bed, refusing to catch my eye. Listener, I hate her. Thank you for listening, and I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. They paid her a generous advance for her artwork. "It's not finished yet," she said meekly, but it had been decided. Well, in that case, she didn't hesitate to receive the money. "Maldives, here I come," she thought, feeling the sun on her face and the soft white sand. The painting? That remained unfinished. Who cares? Upon returning home, they asked her for the painting. She replied with a vague excuse that she needed some time off for inspiration. So they grabbed her and chopped off one of her fingers. Each day, a finger. She held out for four fingers. And this was my story for this week. Stop by my blog at lizziegoodcove.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Advance. Timmy was always financially strapped. He really missed weekly paychecks. This monthly pay schedule sucked. The last week was filled with peanut butter and Kool-Aid. Often, he would forego the bus and walk into work. The hardest was the last Friday of the month. Luckily, his boss would cut him a check to advance him 20 or 30 bucks. One month, both the cats got sick and Mary's car needed tires. So he had to get an advance on the advance. Finally, in his late 40s, he poked his head above water, started buying bitcoins and maple leaves. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
After my first book sold a million copies, my publisher offered me a deal for four more books. Of course I signed. How foolish I was. The first book was easy. The second, not so much. And the third, a nightmare, turned in with a week to spare. The fourth book, they were hounding me. I'd already spent the advance and then some, but I finished it just barely at the stroke of midnight. That fifth book, though, why did I sign a deal for four more books? So I made it a coloring book. Outsold the other four combined.
And so it ends. Okay, well, that's it for the weekly challenge for this week. The next topic is going to be a pick two, Dictionary Game Orchestra Appreciated. and charge. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, look up Weekly Challenge, and there you will see instructions on how to be a part of the Weekly Challenge. And hopefully, this is going to be the week that all the irrigation stuff is in place, and the filler dirt gets laid down. We get the grass, we get the trimming, we get the power run to the little island out there so that I can put up Halloween decorations without a lawnmower destroying the cable. It's all gonna be wonderful. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.